Question.
Started to talk about Rosjontov last week. Which malachas are... Which malachas are mutar on Yontif? Which malachas are osur? Is very problematic, as I mentioned to you. Now here, we'll go a little bit in reverse order. So generally, we know that Melechus Ochel Nefesh is supposed to be mutar on Yontif. The Torah says so, Ashach Hashem Yochel Ochel Nefesh. Tosis, when he brings the principle of Mitoich, says Mitoch Shahutra L'Tzarech Ochel Nefesh. It's a Dunami Shaloi L'Tzarech Ochel Nefesh. So clearly, Ochel Nefesh is mutar. Yet the Shulchan Aruch, on the very second Sif, in the Melechus Yontif tells us, Tzir harvesting, the Tchina grinding, the Tzir is also harvesting. Uschita, schita is to extract juice from fruits, v'tzeda, capturing animals, afo b'shem malechas ochel nefesh, and the Shulchan Aruch follows the sheet of the Rambam in this, and that's osrum chachom. According to the Rambam sheet, it's also in the Rambam. We'll have to see why, but according to this sheet, the all malechas ochel nefesh is mutar min haTorah without exception, and the Rabbanan impose certain restrictions. However, this is far from a universal view. There are many that hold that many malechas ochel nefesh, such as the ones listed in this sif, harvesting, grinding, juice extraction, capturing animals, that they're also min haTorah. So we have to know, where is the yardstick that we draw, where do we draw the line between them? Now, we just read a Mishnah that says, a din in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Tchin was also a Yom Tov. Yet, in the same Shulchan Aruch, we're going to find a Mishnah quoted, Beshami Yomrim Tavlin Yidoichim Vodach Shalaitz, that one could grind spices with a pestle, a mortar and a pestle, I guess the mortar, right? No, the pestle is the stick.
The mortar is what bangs into a pestle.
Oh, the mortar, so the mortar, okay. But the mortar is made of wood, because you don't need a sheet. B'hamelach, b'pach, is they use something made of cheres, which apparently, and not b'medoichon. In other words, you can't use the mortar and pestle for it. Over eight tzapor, and some type of wooden spoon. Or be silom tavlin yidoich kedarkam, but modoich shall evet. Tavlin, you don't need to use a modoch shall eat, but you could do it with modoch shall evet and a regular stone pestle. Amelach with modoch shall eat, but Melach needs some measure of distinction, differentiation, and therefore it needs a modach shalitz. So here we have a Mishnah which tells us that there is a situation of grinding. One did any of these activities on Shabbos, such as grinding spices, etc., one would undoubtedly violate any of the rights without any question. And the salt that we're talking about in this Mishnah, Mistara, would also be. But that's, we'll leave that to the side. That's a different question. It's more complicated. Maybe we could argue it's not true by salt. We could do the karka. Okay, salt, we'll leave to the side then. But spices clearly would be an Issa Deraisa. One ground them on Shabbos. So how is it? And the Shulchan Aruch said that spice grinding is awesome. So how is it that these things are mutter? And then within the Mishnah itself, it's troublesome because the Mishnah differentiates between salt and spices. As Hillel said, Tavdin Nidochim Kedakim Modach Shal Evan, Ramanachim Modach Shal Eitz. Everyone agreed that melech needs some type of shina. The kuliyama miyos melech boi shina. Melech certainly needs a shina. That there's no question about. Sham and basilah. My time. So why is that any different than grinding spices? Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, the Gemara gives two reasons. Charam or kolat yeres kula and tzricha is melech. All the pots, you always use salt when you cook. Vein kolat yeres tzricha and tavlam. And not all the pots need spices. So consequently, salt you should have anticipated before yontov that you need. You know, every time you're going to cook, you're going to use salt. So prepare the salt. If you have rock salt, grind it up. Otherwise, it'll be over teichen. Yecharam or kolat tavlam lefigin taimam. Umelech in a mefiga time. Different reason altogether. Tavlin loses, most spices lose some of their pungency once you grind them. And therefore, like fresh ground pepper from peppercorns, psayichas, because it stayed in the peppercorn until you're ready till you actually use it. So spices lose their pungency, but salt doesn't lose it. Melech in a mefiga time. Salt is just as good if you ground it today or the last year. My binayu, where's the practical difference between these two answers in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Ika binayu di yod makdera boy luk shule. If he knows what he wants to cook. So if the reason is, we said that he can't anticipate what spices he's going to use, but if he fixed the menu before Yontif, so he knows what spices he intends to use for that dish. So why should he be allowed to grind spices on Yontif? So if the consideration was that he couldn't anticipate what he's going to do on Yontif, he woke up in the morning and he decided, you know, I'd like a corned beef today, so I'm not in the mood for a piece of chicken. Okay, so now for a corned beef, you need different spices than he would have used on a piece of chicken, so he couldn't anticipate. But if he set the menu beforehand, he laid out his whole menu, prepared everything he's going to cook, so he knows what spices he needs, so why didn't you prepare before? But if pungency is the factor, they're still going to lose their pungency. Inami bimoriko. If you're using saffron, saffron is a very, very strong spice. So it doesn't lose pungency if you grind it before yontov. So consequently, saffron you should have ground before yontov according to the second teretz. But according to the first teretz, you still didn't anticipate necessarily that you were going to use saffron. Maybe you were going to make something else. So there's no necessity of grinding. So this only heightens the mystery. Here we have a Gemara which states that you're allowed to grunt. And things which would be an Issa D'Raisa on an Issa D'Raisa on Shabbos. So Rishalmi also, which states that Teuchel is one of the Melochas Asuras. It's a Mishnah. Rishalmi didn't argue with the Mishnah. So this pushes us to come to grips with a major notion of a Yontif. Shailovitz is a derisive notion, a derabonadic notion. We have also in the beginning of the Mishnah, the third parak of Baya, a Mishnah. And that's a sodden dogim and abiborim Yontif. You cannot capture fish from the places that they're in before Yontif. The sort of pools that are made for fish to swim in. So you can't capture them on Yontif. So Tosis there raises the problem. Why not? Why not? It's my lefesh off on lefesh. So we see again from this Mishnah, and Tosis goes into it, the first Tosis in the third prayer of Baya. Different possible answers of why it's awesome. One sheet that he brings for the son of Kinon, because it's dominant tzira. And the son of Kinon is the one that holds Melisha Ve'elech, is mut. And prior to Melisha, it's awesome. So, tzira, catching fish, is on a par with tzira. And since Tzir is also, so this is also too. Not clear if it's the rice of the Rabbanon, according to his pshat, would seem more likely, according to Shita Sababli, that it's a Dirabban, not a Diraisa. I say, what am I referring to? There's a Gemara on Shabbos, Kuv Zayin. It's the Gemara. And the Gemara talks about what's the, if you cap, if you, like for example, would capture fish, or let's even like harvest mushrooms, for example. Let's say harvest mushrooms, that's an example. If you harvest a mushroom. So what's the problem? It's not real katsira, because it doesn't grow from the ground in any conventional sense. So the shita of Rishalmi is that kol ha-toilesh dover megedulo is included apparently in katsira. Anything that you uproot from its...
where it's grown.
From where it's, yeah, from where it stems from. And that, according to Rishalmi, is a derisa. I mean, the Ramban says about this. A different shot in that Gemara about the Isser is.
What does uprooting mean?
Means you sever it from the place where it's, in other words, it occurs in nature.
Does that mean you're using a, what do you call it, you're using a kli or...
No, it would not make a difference either way.
In other words, even though, because a mushroom isn't really growing from the ground.
Wherever it is,
it's
but
growing
however,
from... It's growing from dew.
I understand. Wherever it is, it has its place in the world that it stems from.
Right.
That's exactly the point. It's a, you don't make a very pre adam on mushrooms. Shaka, it's not a plant. It's Ava PK. So the Hori Rishalmi, it could be that it's mamash too. But according to the Bavli, the Ramban interprets it, the Bavli disagrees with that. So it could be, according to that, it's only the Rabban. From the son of the kingdom is not 100% clear to me. Abraham Kalpona, so the mystery deepens. So how do we have Melech HaSochonav, which is also, we have Tchino, which is also, we have Tchino, which is Mutter. Where do we go?
Mutter would be the spices?
Yeah.
Because of the pungency?
Principally, we follow the second view, that has to do with the pungency. Well, here we need a little bit more background in Hilchos Yomtov first, which is the following. Tzira, and also, and similarly, threshing, sifting. These are all us. Osrum Chachamim. Even if it's a tzarech yomtiv, the minat Torah kol malacha shulochol nefesh mut elachachach shechachamim osrum dvarim sheim avoda rabba, things where people tend to do on a very large basis to go hani shodim rog lipzor sadev lipzor karmok yechad. It's the type of activity that you do very intensively. You don't just do it. Okay, I pick with 3 apples today. Tomorrow I come back 3 more. And the day after, no. When you do an apple harvest, it's an intensive process. Then a person tends to squeeze all his grapes in one shot. And if he's grinding, once he gets the mill in motion, he works. He produces a lot. This is the Rambam sheet. A person will find what to do on Yom Tov. And he'll keep himself plenty busy with Melochos HaMutaros.
But it wouldn't be Ochel Nefesh for that day.
The Yimna Misimchas Yontov. Now, we'll see. V'lachin Osru Chachamim V'afilu Ayidei Shilon Osru Minichu B'teirem. Now, the question is, would it be, what would happen? It's not the Tzarech Hayim. So Chofetz Chaim writes in a comment, now, the fact that you do a great deal is poshut l'chariyah. You're not going to do a great deal today in what you need for today. Today you need a little bit. So it seems a little bit at odds with the Chofetz Chaim insists that according to everybody, it's awesome with the rice if it's not for today. I mean, the chayrut should have to do with the sugya of hayo. That if you hold hayo, so then even if you did a great amount today, it should be mutum natar. Because mehayo means that guests might come and they might use.
How many guests is reasonable?
Or whatever. Listen, what's the difference?
What's you're not going to have a wedding today in your house.
Listen, maybe 30 people, you know, I'll tell you. Never know. I was in the country 1 year, and unfortunately, our Sakra brethren are suffering from divisiveness amongst themselves. So there's a camp about a mile down the road from me, which is part of one part of Sakra. And Bokram from another part of Sakra, I don't know, 25, 30, 40 of them showed up there right before Shabbos, Mamash right before Shabbos, and they wanted to stay there Shabbos. But I guess they were, the people running the camp thought their intentions were suspect, and they didn't want to let them in. So they agreed, I think, that for Shabbos should be Shabbos, they could come back to hear the Rebbe Darsh, till the camp come. So they turned around, I think they threw down their stuff over there, and they marched back. And the only other place they had was our camp, was about a mile down the road. So they came in Shkia time, a whole chevr. So the guy that runs our camp actually gave them a place to daven and put them up and gave them food. So you never know how many people are going to fall in, you know. We had a whole Amish, a whole chevr come. It was a sight to see. So if you would hold it higher on the chayr, then there shouldn't be any sitter rice. But nevertheless, therefore, that's what a Rama would be saying. That a person will be, if you the Rabbana wouldn't make it usher, what's going to happen? A person will spend the whole yontif doing it. So that's not going to be too swift. Or he won't have simplest yontif. Even if you do it in an unusual fashion. They only allow to be only those things which are quite straightforwardly for use for today. But anything which is typically done for long range use, they didn't allow you even to do a little bit today. They banned the whole activity because they didn't want people to get going with this. This view we had until now was the Shitas HaRambam. And there are many that disagree, and as the Chabad Chaim points out, this includes Taz, the Orabah, and the name of the Mashal. There are a number of Rishonim that hold this way, and this follows the sheet of the Rishal. That are going to say it's also with the rise of Chaim Kosov, Agro, B'Shem, and Rashba. Their shita is Baharbi Paisim Cholk and Besairin the Malechas Avoida Osam and Atar. Malechas Avoida means the type of things which are not done for which are done on a large scale basis. A fila bochon nefesh. Although we tira atar bochon nefesh, alamashu derech lasis liyayu. Anything which is normally done in the normal malacha process on a longer range basis, they didn't allow. Only what's with the tzarech hayom. They're going to be lisha vafiya ve'elech. That's why you have this korah from Lisha Nafiya Ve'elach, Gahai Gav No Malacha Shem Litzarach Achila B'Yondav. Because people like to make fresh things. And especially in most of history, there was little means of preserving anything that wasn't fresh. If you ever lived some places where they don't put preservatives in the bread, so you know by the time, from today's bread, tomorrow's like a piece of stone. So fresh is very, very high on the agenda. So those things are mutter. B'loch Hashem Litzarech Achila B'yantav. U'prati din ha'meli yisbara b'samonim ha'boim k'lecha b'locha b'kaimah. This is the general rule. But so the sheet of many is that these things are also in a term. Except those things which are typically done the Tzarech Hayom. Now what comes out that's interesting with Teuchen is that Teuchen, the actual Moloch itself is split. It's not only, in other words, Tzira we said, is Osir across the board. But Teuchen is split. If it's the type of Teuchen which is normally done for a somewhat longer range, it's Osir. no matter how small the amount. But if it's the type of thing that you do for very short range, then, especially if it's done normally only for today's meal, then certainly it's going to be mutter. That seems to be the parameters. So what's a broad split in Hilchos Yontif and Teuchen is within Teuchen, it's also split. So in Hilchos Shabbos, we're right. Even what's mutter in Hilchos Yontif would be an Issa D'Oraisa and Shabbos. But there's a part which is clearly fits under the heading of Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, meaning that it's Ochel Nefesh for today, that's the typical profile. And therefore, those things are mutter on Yontif. So that's the basic parameters. Now it's important to know that Teuchen is Schita. People don't realize that Schita is also. I mean, someone in Kew Garden Hills, he went to a major firm hotel in Eretz Yisrael under, you know, good Ashgacha, and they were squeezing fresh made orange juice on Yontif. So he went to the Mashgiach, he's a learned person, and he told him, are you talking? Are you doing such a thing? I know. He says, it's the meaning of Yerushalayim to do such a thing. So he told him, listen, I don't know anything about the meaning. I know it's in the Shulchan Aruch. So do me a favor, go ask your Rav Machsha if you're allowed to do such a thing. He says, he came there for the next Yontif, the next time he came for Yontif. And Veinanu, this was out of business anymore. He stopped doing it. He went next to the Rav, and the Rav told him, what? You know, you can't do such a thing on Yom Kippur. But this is very, very commonly violated. People don't realize it.
Why is there a reason why Schita specifically is?
Because Schita was typically done in the pressing of olives, grapes, which are the main Schita of an Atayra, were typically done for long grapes. You didn't just squeeze, you know, one cup at a time. Not the way it was processed. So those malachas are also even for today's use and even Ayde Shiva. So that's the basic parameters of the melachos which are mutter on the osur, and how it cuts exactly right through the middle of Teuchen. Now the question is, the Shulchan Aruch is very, very confusing in this Teuchen. Very confusing. We have things which are mutter, things which are osur, things which are mutter, this binhogim mahachmer. Very, very hard to understand the Shulchan Aruch's scheme of things. So I wanted to look at a couple of examples. So now, let's start off with one thing. We'll trace it from Hilchos Shabbos and into Hilchos Yontif, and then we'll see how it follows. Generally, we the halacha have a klal in Teuchen Ela V'Gidulei Karka, meaning of amongst food items, that only those things which grow from the soil itself, agricultural products, are subject to Teuchen.
Is that with regard to Yontif?
No, we didn't come to Yontif. We didn't come to Yontif, right? Now we're starting with Shabbos. This all starts with Shabbos. Shabbos is very Yontif. Now.
And why is it, for example, that you can't use soap, bar of soap on Shabbos?
It's a different problem. No, it's not a different Teuchen. It's not Shabbos Teuchen. It's a different problem altogether. But non-food items, there we have Teuchen, even if they're non-gedulei karka. And if you take a naturally found clump of earth and you grind it up, your involvement violates Teuchen, even though it's not gedulei karka, it's karka itself. But if you take a piece of meat and you grind it up, so when a Torah you don't violate it, but that's the way we pass it. But again, there's no hard and fast Gemara that says such a thing.
It would be also the Rabbana, though.
In certain cases, yes, in certain, whatever. Usually it would be also the Rabbana. But not always, as we'll see. So, this question arose already in the Rivosh of what's the status of grinding cheese, of grating cheese on Shabbos. So, first he said that it's Osir because it's toichin even by non-gedulin karak. That's his first mahalach. The second mahalach he has is that is a question of uvdu d'chol, meaning that if one takes the typical instruments which are used for toichin and uses them on Shabbos, albeit with something which is non-gedulin karak, but it gives the impression that toichin is mutter on yom tov and Shabbos. And therefore, we don't want a person doing it in the typical fashion. So those are the two mahalchim of Rav Ashi. Now, principally, la halacha, we accept the latter view. Meaning to say that there's no toichin by non-gedulei karka of food. So now, what follows from that, for example, let's say a terrible person wants to... So if I want to use kalim, which is normally specifically used for grinding, grating, etc., so that I can do on Shabbos, because that's the Ovdu D'chol. Suppose though I take a kli, which is not normally used for grating and grinding. In other words, that's not what it's made for. For example, let's say I take a fork and I want to mash an egg on Shabbos. So I pulverize it with a fork. So the halacha is that's mutter, because it's not uvdu d'chol, because I didn't use a grinding machine, something which is designated for grinding. It's not gedulei karka, so there's no deraisa, there's no derabbanan, it's mutter. Now, in hilchos yontif, so then what comes out is in hilchos Shabbos, we accept the view that it's also because of Uvdu D'chol, not because of Malacha. But if it's also because of Uvdu D'chol, then it shouldn't be Mutter B'Shino either. That's what comes out. Yet the Rama allows the grating of cheese B'Shino on Yom Tov, on Shabbos. So what happened? You know, if it's also because of Toichin, so maybe this is normally, we like spices, it's toichin liyomei, because cheese, once it's grated, deteriorates very quickly. So, you know, as they used to, cheese was invented to preserve milk. Milk is going to spoil. So they invented cheese, which doesn't decay, doesn't rot. Now, once you grind it up, as you know, it doesn't have much shelf life to it. Now, if you have a real cold refrigerator, so you have some shelf life. And even then, it doesn't always work. So it would be obvious. So if you're telling me the problem is toichen, okay. So toichen, and you tell me the cheese deteriorates quickly after being ground, so it would appear to be the equivalent of tavla. But if it's because of Uvdu D'chol, so if it's because of Uvdu D'chol, it should have been Osar and Yom Tov too. That's what comes out from the Rav Ashi. Because it's still Uvdu D'chol, it looks like you're doing grinding. Now, so we find one answer to this, that Shabbos is also really because of a combination of reasons. It's also because there is a view that says there is toichem v'nangadu l'karka, and it's also because of Uvdu D'chol. So it's also for a combination. In other words, when we have both reasons together, we aser. But each one by itself would not be sufficient reason to make it awesome. And therefore, on Hilchos Yontif, we would have a hetter for the Toichin, so we would not prohibit it because of Uvdu D'chol. Now, that doesn't mean, so what should come out is some measure of hetter it should apply to it. Now, I have my spices also, even though it's mutter, but there's some measure of necessity for a shiur. Right, let's go back again. To Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel allowed tavlin nidochen kedarkan, spices you could do as you wish, b'modoch shalev, b'melech b'modoch shaleitz. So certain times we allowed it kedarkan, and certain times we're mechayev a shiur. Now, just let me share with you the following. Right. Now the Shulchan Aruch tells us that despite the fact that there is a minhag l'hokel, I mean that the din of the Gemara's l'hokel is to grind spices which lose their pungency, nevertheless, there's a minhag, the Rambam reported, there's a minhag to necessitate a shinoi, even in those cases. What's the reason for this? So the reason for this is because they wanted to make it clear that grinding is osur on Yom Tov. People will see that you commonly grind, I think grinding is mutter on Yom Tov. So a spice, even though it loses some of its pungency, but so because it won't lose all its pungency, you'll have to add a little bit extra pepper, a little bit extra saffron, but that's all. You won't have, you know, you won't get as much punch, you know, per piece of pepper or per piece of saffron. But you'll have a significant taste effect. So you have to use a little bit more. So for that, they were mechayev a person to make a shiva. However, for example, let's say we're dealing that a person wanted to grind up onions and garlic. And so there, with the loss in pungency is very, very great, then there's no necessity to make any type of shiva whatsoever. Now, what we said that we're allowed to grind spices, how could we grind those spices? For example. So now the question is very simple. What do I mean? How could you grind them? The Mishnah says the following. The Mishnah says the tablet you can grind with a mortar and pestle. Now a mortar and pestle are by their very nature limited in their scope. It's not too much you can do. How much can you prepare with a mortar and a pestle? This is not, if you want to be in the wholesale business of garlic powder, you're not going to grind it by mortar and pestle. However, let's say you want to use a pepper mill, you've got a small pepper mill. So that's also, you need to close the windows of this talus. What's the reason for this? This comes from our Gosh Kosher. He says, since a Rechaim Shalchita is similar in the whole, in its format, to a Rechaim Shalchita, so therefore the halacha is that since it's the same type of thing. Pepper. Right, since it's a rechaim. In other words, it works. It's
by its nature, it works on much less.
Yeah, but it's a smaller, but the structure of the kli and its method of grinding is the same. So therefore, they made it also. They were not mechalek between them. Whereas a mortar or a pestle, which is clearly
a shinoi.
Which is clearly a shinoi. Right. So this is similar to this. Let's say you want to use a mechanical meat grinder. Now, you want to use them not for the things which are osur. Not for the things which are osur.
Not for gedulei karka.
For gedulei karka, but for the things which are non-gedulei karka. Let's say I wanted to take a piece of meat and grind it on a grinder on Shabbos. It's only osur because of gedulei. But the etzim is not, it's not considered toicha. So I should be then, so the halacha would be if I wanted to grate a piece of meat, I should be allowed to grate it, or an egg. What should be the problem with it? But nevertheless, certainly a grinder you're certainly not allowed to use. Why? Because this also is similar to the regular grinding machines. So Mamela, there's no head to fit these type of things. What they allowed is when the process is somewhat differentiated from the typical process, then they allow it to take place. Now we have other issues in Teuchen. For example, let's go to another step. It's interesting, there are things which the halacha so assumes, and yet what the source for it is not so clear. When one goes through the Rishonim, we'll see how much they debated things which became axiomatic in our halacha. We're not so clear with that. We have a principle, for example, of in Bishalach HaBishon, that if I cook something, a piece of meat, I can't, there's no way it means, I cannot violate Bishal by cooking it again. It's cooked. We have a principle of in Teuchen Achar Teuchen, that once something is ground, you can't violate the din by grinding it again. So, is this akin to Ein Teuchen Achar Teuchen or not? So, I mean Ein Bishal Achar Bishal. So the Chazon Ish said that the two are not akin to each other at all. Why? Let's put it in these terms. Suppose I can invent a machine, and this machine will uncook a cooked piece of food. I'll be a trillionaire, not a billionaire. If you can figure out how to do this. If you can uncook a piece of food after you cooked it, so what would happen? So there would be Bishal. Because Drogen, who cares if it was in the interim cooked? That's history, who cares about it? Now it's Drogen, so now I'm cooking it. And we even find a parallel for this, because in Bishal HaBishal, is limited to foods.
So now, solid food.
Yeah.
Liquids.
But it's only within foods that are solid. But for example, Bishal applies not only to foods. When I use heat to harden things and to soften things, that's also Bishal. So taking tar and heating it up to make it mushy is Bishal on Shabbos. So what happens if I melt the candle and then it hardens again and I want to melt it again? So would it be mut? I'll say, oh, well listen, it's already, you did it once already. No, it went back to its initial state. It doesn't help me when it once melted it. Now I'm softening it again through heat. Who cares? That bishul went away, disappeared. So the Chazon Ish says that in Teuchen Achar Teuchen too cannot mean that I once did Teuchen. Because let's make a very simple calculation. I took wheat kernels, I ground them up and I made flour. I took the flour and I made a loaf of bread. I made a box of matzah. Now where's that Teuchen now? Disappeared from the world, right? Teuchen is to make something of large pieces into something of small pieces. There are no small pieces left. I put it together, I have a clump again. So that's gone.
Oh, so is that in Teuchen Achar Teuchen?
So, and that's what we Google, that's what we say in Teuchen Achar Teuchen.
So if you grind up matzah,
if I take a matzah and I grind it up, pulverize it, I'm not over Teuchen. But it can't be for the reason that the process is still here. I undid the process. So the Chazon Ish says that in Teuchen Achar Teuchen means something else. In Teuchen Achar Teuchen means that is something a natural bond or an artificial bond, synthetically put together. So in Teuchen Achar Teuchen means that the only bond that we're concerned with is one that occurs in nature. A bond that is made by human beings is not subject to the intention. Mamela, the problem with making the matzah and eating the bread is not that it doesn't get back. It's here, it is a clump. This clump is now a man-made clump. And we're not interested in man-made tombs. In the longest, the Chazanish is very compelling. That's the pshat. Now it's relevant, for example, that's why, let's say a person has to take a pill on Shabbos. And he has to, for whatever reason, smash the pillow to pulverize it. So he's allowed it. He can put it inside a napkin, for example, and take a spoon or whatever and bang on it and pulverize it. This pill, as it occurs, is not something which comes out of nature. This arrives on the scene through the human endeavor. So there's no teichen in that regard. Now the question then will be, so what's going to happen on Yom Tov? So there should be no teichen. So should I be able to do it without a shemen or not? So here we have the following. So why did we say the reason for the shinu was? Part of the reason for the shinu was to underscore that teichen is also. So that's only something which is shayach to the teichen. So these things, it's not teichen altogether. I'm allowed to forget Yom Tov. I can do it on Shabbos. There's ein l'choraya g'doy l'mizu that it's not teichen. Otherwise, it certainly would be also Shabbos. I don't have to have nefesh on Shabbos. So since it's not teichen, I don't need any procedural change. And that's even despite the fact it could have been prepared before Yom Tov. Why? Because when do we say you have to do something before Yom Tov? If it's a malacha on Yom Tov and you want to matter because of Eichel Nefesh, so good, Eichel Nefesh only means what's necessary. If you could have done it before Yom Tov, you should have done it before. So I could have ground up this matzah and made the matzah and pulverized the matzah into matzah meal before Yom Tov. That's true. But is pulverizing the matzah malacha? Not a malacha. So if it's not a malacha, then what do I have to do with Mivoy Yom for? Nevertheless, I still can't put them through a grinder.
Because of the Dachal.
In other words, the Kalim, which I typically use, the real grinding Kalim, we don't want used on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even for situations where there would be purely Mitzana Din Mutter. In Obas Melochus, Chazal say that I feel the Sefer Torah Shabbahechol needs matzah. You have an own Kodesh, an old shul that has 30 Sefer Torah inside, 40 Sefer Torah inside. How many did it lay from? A few. Right? And a few are a kviyas. The other one, they take them out. I'm on an ayyantif or a shchodesh to figure out that this one's for a tainus, you know, they figure out what to do with them. But a few of them, some have the schiyah, and they're the ones that get used regularly. I feel the Sefer Torah Shabbahechol, boy, it needs matzah. Halachas also need mazal. Some halachas become very widely known. Force them in the whole world, certain halachas. Certain halachas, just they remain below the radar. Bishul, everybody knows about, but even if you're not from, you know, you can't cook on Shabbos. I believe the reason for that is because of all the commotion they made with the blech. You know, anybody that ever had any connection with Klal Yisrael, you know that the best cooking is one of something you don't do Shabbos.
When I first became religious, I didn't know that. I didn't learn it until I learned it in yeshiva.
Yeah, okay, I understand. It's interesting. See, I remember even coming once when I lived in East New York. There was someone that lived about a block away from me. Oh, and they met my mother and they wanted I should be friends with their son. So my mother they asked them casually if they're Shomer Shabbos. He said, yeah, they're Shomer Shabbos. So I went up to the house. The washing machine was open. The pot from the eggs and the pancakes was still, you know, dirty. You know, I saw it quickly. And this is not a scene that I was, you know, anxious to be in. But like, I remember the woman over there was trying like to hide the pot, you know. She knew. It's not one of the things you do. But even amongst frum people, teichen was not a malacha that made it big. I remember once when I was a child, I came someplace with a person that was a very great Talmud Chacham. and we came to the house of people that were very, they were from Balabatim, and they were nizer, they were very nizer, they did not take halacha lightly. And he walked in, we walked in Shabbos. I mean, I don't know if I would have been sophisticated enough. I doubt it as a child at that point to, you know, go to all this malachas. I was young. And he came, and I saw that they were grinding onions, Shabbos, in a grinder. Like the chopped liver Shabbos. A mechanical grinder, we use electric. So he was rather perturbed. But he was good enough with the people that he told them, you know, Lozo Aderach. And I knew the people. They never did such a thing again. Ever. Told them, you can't do it. That's it. That's all I know. You can't do it. You can't do it. But Toichen is one of the Ovos Malochas, not a high up there on the list. Somehow, you know, there's many manifestations. We have on Shabbos, for example, dicing. Is also dicing a significant halachic issue with Shabbos. Are you allowed to dice? Not allowed to dice. Should it be close to the meal? Maybe the pieces should be a little bit bigger than you make during the week. There are all types of terms of dicing. How about an Hilchos Yontif? How about an Hilchos Yontif? So in Hilchos Yontif we find that as long as you're using it, you're dicing fruits and vegetables, that it's 100% mutter on Yontif. You don't need any differences. Why? Because these things deteriorate. Once you dice them, they deteriorate very rapidly. You know, how long is a salad good? A few hours. After a few hours, it starts, you know, it's already had its day already. So Mamela, you couldn't prepare it before Yontif. Since you couldn't prepare it before Yontif, you were allowed to prepare it on Yontif itself, dicing without any restrictions. Just a few examples of inyonim that are nogeya in Teichen. We should realize this is an area of halacha and yontif that needs iyun that we have to put our minds to. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael.